This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news of a rebellion of sorts in the Twitterverse. And yes, I hate that phrase too, but it does kind of apply here. Twitter announced a change to its blocking policy yesterday, the ways that one can block, basically, unwanted followers. Suffice it to say, the new rules didn't allow for all that much blocking, which upset a whole lot of Twitter users worried about stalkers and harassment. It upset enough of them so that the company went back to its old policy in less than a day. Marketplace's David Weinberg looks at the power of we the users in this age of social media.
Never before have people been able to give feedback to a business so quickly and in such volume. Sometimes that feedback is positive, but when it's negative, it puts companies on the spot in a very public way.
Maybe that feedback signals to the company, okay, well, we've got to explain this better. We've got to educate our customers and make them understand why this is for the best.
Dr. Andrew Stephen teaches at the Katz School of Business at the University of Pittsburgh. In Twitter's case, it chose not to explain why it thinks the new blocking policy is good for users. It just reversed the policy. Another example of this sort of reversal is when Gap unveiled its new logo. People hated it. They said so on the internet and poof, gone was the new logo. Companies are now under pressure to respond to feedback as it comes in.
And I don't know if that's always positive.
Stephen Walls is a senior lecturer at the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas. He says fear over social media backlash can mean companies lose their ability to explain themselves, and it makes it difficult to do things like experiment with a new policy.
Certainly for companies, it does create this amplification system, for better or for worse.
It can mean free word-of-mouth advertising or a sudden crisis. And this is the delicate balance that companies like Twitter have to maneuver as they deal with issues of user security and privacy.
Which is especially difficult since we're changing how we feel about that probably on a daily basis.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.